Up next is Gavrok Vevenor.
Beets and Ostriches by Sarah Makusu. Author's note. Warning! This is one of the most insane The Office, Harry Potter, Twilight, Bob the Builder, Matrix, Terminator crossover you will ever find. Be aware that this epic adventure was written on Facebook chat with my friend, and it will include bad grammar, short chapters, and stupidity. Also, I just consider H the most awesome letter ever, then you should understand those parts of the story. Colon capital D. Disclaimer. My friend and I, we're not worthy of owning The Office. The world is being taken over. And what, may you ask, invades this beautifully polluted and whacked-up planet? Dwight. Not only Dwight, but mini-Dwights. An army. They did not arrive to this world alone and unprepared. They had beets. They were loaded. Mini-Dwights were using them as projectiles. Dwight was just eating them. Raw.
Oh, yum. Yummalicious beets.
Pam was there, as well as others. The co-leader of the Dwights was, no surprise here, Angela. Andy was the drummer boy. They marched through Western Europe. Angela started babbling about her and Dwight's future. Distracted, Dwight stopped the army to rest. Andy now had his chance. He threw the drum down onto the ground. He then punched a hole in the space-time continuum and disappeared into it. It caused an epidemic. Apparently the world died within 5 seconds, but there were survivors, and possibly more. Michael, Phyllis, Stanley, and the Dwights lived. But Dwight forgot to take his pills this morning. He ate the other Dwight's heads, and then he started to clone ostriches. Just then, an army of H came in. Dwight looked over at them dramatically. "Sick 'em, boys!" The ostriches gladly pecked the leader H to death. But the army still remained. But then they left to protect the cowards that they were. Author's note. I warned you. Don't worry, though, it gets interesting. Kind of. Colon slash. Review? Actually, I'm interested to know what your thoughts on this are. Author's note. Updated to chapter 2! Disclaimer. I'm not worthy! Somehow, Pam was now feeding Dwight frozen yogurt from her hand. He fed her raw beets like grapes. As Pam honored Dwight in his leaderness, Jim grew angry.
You sick!
Censored for your innocence,
Jim shouts. Then Pam stood to the side, and Dwight and Jim go all Matrix on each other. They were Matrixy, but no one seemed to be hurting the other. They were hitting themselves. There was no point at all. Pam grew impatient at the boringness. Jim then eventually pulled out from his pocket a bazooka and blew up Dwight. But it wasn't over. Within minutes, one of the mini-Dwights turned into the real one, being taken over by his soul. Then Jim, using his magical healing powers, grew Dwight's head back. He was then forgiven for blowing him into smithereens. Soon, the H's gained confidence. They were having a meeting.
H!
H?
H! H!
The leader commanded.
H!
The army shouted back in reply. The H army marched to them, but sadly, they ate Phyllis. Nobody mourned her death except for Michael, because he's the boss and he has to like everybody. Toby, who had just appeared alive, emerged from a rock. He was in all khaki. The H culture took that army offensively.
H!
The leader commands.
H!
The army kills Toby and eats his soul. And then, the most amazing event occurred. It was unbelievable. Unthinkable. It was Stanley. He finished his crossword puzzle. The H's became stronger. Dwight became the hero just then. Suddenly he pulled out an awesome tricked-out sword from a rock that had just appeared. But that's not all. He became the Chosen One. Author's note. Gasp! Anyway, thanks for the review. I hope to get some more. Author's note. This is where Harry Potter really starts to come in, semicolon capital D.
Previously, on Beets and Ostriches.
The H's became stronger. Dwight became the hero just then. Suddenly he pulled out an awesome tricked-out sword from a rock that had just appeared. But that's not all. He became the Chosen One. Disclaimer.
Me not own, colon capital D.
Harry Potter was so jealous right now. He appeared and waved his wand and was all, Abracadabra, y'all! Then one of the H's turned into Severus Snape. But then Snape turned into a snake and was all, I'm a country snake, hiss y'all! No one on the face of the planet knew why they were using country accents. Then Lily Allen's was back from the dead, but it was actually Phyllis, but in disguise. But then another H turned into one of Ron Weasley's brothers and killed Snape the Snake. They enveloped his soul and mailed it to the Dumbledore. They had super-duper Epic Pony Express mail. Meanwhile, the brother ran away. When Dumbledore opened it, the lights from the soul shone into his eyes and he became blind. David walked into the abandoned office. No one was there from what he could see, and he stopped and looked down at the front desk. There was a note that read, Stopping Andy from killing us all. He screamed it before we left. Be back in 15 minutes. Pam and the others. He sighed and shook his head. He took away all of their vacation time because they took it without telling him. Geez, you can't just go and save the world when you feel like it. Or destroy it. Gosh, Andy! The H's and Dwight were having a battle. The fight involved many, many Matrix moves. Dwight slaughtered 9,124 H's. Only two were left, but they ran away. Dwight did not try to chase them. And then, the most powerful rose. Author's note. Ooh, the most powerful! And when will the H's come back? Colon, capital O. Review! I'll be back with chapter 4 soon. Author's note. Update of chapter 4! Woohoo! This chapter's really short. Not that the rest of them are long, but it's cool. I wonder what beets cleaned with OxyClean taste like. O.E. Dwight summoned up the power of his beats, and the entire Dunder Mifflin Scranton branch, the dead one zombies, rose from the ground. Beats exploded from trees. Then Andy ran, to tear another hole in the space-time continuum. The previous was growing. Dwight killed all of the remaining H's. He ate their ashes. But then the H's came back. The two that had left had shrunk and come back with mini H's. To reproduce, they split themselves apart, so they were smaller and much weaker. They arrived with 13 Spartans. Meanwhile, Jim was revealed to be Neo. Stanley transformed into an awesome warrior. The two of them went to search for survivors in Scranton. They arrived at Dunder Mifflin in Scranton and began looking. They found four people. Michael Jackson, Billy Mays, Farrah Fawcett, and Bob the Builder. SpongeBob's carcass was in Michael's office. They all decided to return to Dwight and the others. Then, once they arrived, Billy Mays made a record-breaking sale. Dwight bought all of his OxyClean. He used it to clean his precious beets. But then everyone died except for Pam, Jim, Michael Stanley, Billy Mays, Farrah Fawcett, Michael Jackson, and Bob the Builder. Stanley was revealed to be Dwight, and there were still way too many ostriches. Michael Jackson rode the ostrich into the ocean, making unintelligible noises. He did not live. Author's note. Okay then, so Michael Jackson was suddenly killed off, but that's okay, because Dwight is still alive, but was in the disguise of Stanley. Don't ask, we don't know how that actually worked. LOL! Author's note. Sorry, a The Office, Harry Potter, Matrix, Terminator, Bob the Builder, etc. Kangaroo Jack crossover. Forgot to add that one, XD. Disclaimer. Not worthy. The seven of them rode to Las Vegas on ostriches. They drank everything in the city's contents. Then they rode to Australia. It was easy, because suddenly all of the continents formed back together. In Australia, they found Andy and a Persian lady riding Kangaroo Jack. Hey, guess what? I tore another hole, Andy announced. Great, you jerk. Just great, Michael complained. Okay, Dwight said. Oh, Persian one, are there survivors? She said something that no one understood, so they went to Persia. They slaughtered Kangaroo Jack and then started riding, though. Andy, who just can't control himself, tore another hole in Persia. Everyone fled. Then Persia exploded. And the Persian lady. Then catastrophic events occurred. Africa sank, the Southern Ocean was now missing, and so was the Pacific and Atlantic. And then Atlantis rose from the Red Sea. While riding onto other places, they discovered the people from the hangover. They had headaches and were hungover. They had a tiger with them, too, that strangely looked like the one that Mike Tyson owned. One person in the hungover group looked at Andy. He gave him a strange look.
I think I know you.
Andy considered it. I think so. In other news, they did an Irish jig. while singing disco. And then, they arrived. Author's note. I'd be pretty scared if an ocean or two went missing. Wouldn't you? R&R, please!
Gavrok, I'm so sorry.
Why are you apologizing?
I gave him, like, the most bizarre thing ever.
Bizarre, but at least he didn't have to worry about spelling errors for the most part.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. It didn't have any... It was, like, so out there. I liked... he did... Like, one of them had Matrix instead of Matrix, and he caught that.
Yeah, so he did.
Nice. I loved your H lines when the H's would talk. The H's.
The H's.
Like,
H. H.
I thought you did a good job with
that. H!
What do you
beautiful.
Think?
I really enjoyed this. This is probably, like, as far as not having to write anything down while this was going on, I really enjoyed this because I didn't have to take notes and I could just sit back and listen.
I did too. I thought that you were respectful to the author because obviously this is a serious work. I didn't catch any, like, I didn't catch you messing anything up. I thought it was read well. I didn't think it was overacted. I thought you did a great job.
Yeah, this was fantastic.
I have nothing else to say about it.
Me too.
All right, done.